This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A destructive earthquake has hit Iran, killing at least five people, injuring hundreds, with a resulting panic. It is feared the casualty numbers will go up as rescue operations continue. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's seismological center says the magnitude 5.9 quake struck Tark County in Iran's eastern Azerbaijan at night. Over 40 aftershocks rattled the rural area and residents rushed out of their homes in fear. State television reports many locals were injured when they fled in panic and that at least 30 homes have been destroyed at the quake's epicenter. Rescuers have been dispatched to the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Correspondent de Ledesma also addresses Iran's quake history.
Shallow quakes tend to cause more damage as deeper ones need to travel farther to the surface, losing energy along the way. Iran is on major seismic faults and experiences one quake a day on average, but most are mild. In 2003, a magnitude 6.6 quake flattened the historic city of Bam, killing 26,000 people, while a magnitude 7.1 struck western Iran in 2017, killing more than 600 people and injuring more than 9,000.
Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Iran's 2015 nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency. Tehran has established a pattern of undercutting the six-power nuclear treaty, which the United States left over a year ago. To end that pattern, Tehran is demanding that other signatories help it navigate around U.S. sanctions on its vital oil exports. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new unreleased book called A Warning paints a damning portrayal of U.S. President Donald Trump. Written by someone known only as Anonymous, the president is described as being like a 12-year-old in an air traffic control tower. In excerpts quoted by the Washington Post, the author says at one point, a number of administration officials considered resigning en masse to sound a public alarm over Mr. Trump's conduct. More from AP correspondent Matt Small.
A Warning is the title of a new book by an anonymous author, described only as a senior official in the Trump administration, that's due to go on sale November 19th. But White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is calling it a work of fiction, and the author a coward for not revealing themselves. According to the Washington Post, which has already managed to get a copy, the author describes President Trump as volatile, incompetent, and unfit to be commander-in-chief. Someone who stumbles, slurs, gets confused, is easily irritated, and has trouble synthesizing information. Matt Small, Washington.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is expected to ignore his subpoena for testimony today for impeachment inquiry testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, as that investigation of President Trump moves toward public hearings next week, a major question to be answered is whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. Bolton was fired, and it's generally accepted he was a sharp critic of withholding U.S. military aid for Ukraine, unless that country accepted Mr. Trump's request that it investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. The move toward impeachment is centered on that issue. This week is marked by the deep sadness of funerals for the American women and children gunned down and burned to death in Sonora, Mexico. We get a report from Eve Johnson of Reuters.
Donna Rae Langford and her two sons were killed in the attack. Her mother is calling for action.
I feel that they really need to get on it. They really need to do something and take it very seriously, because it is serious. This should not have happened to three women and the children that were all hurt, injured, and died needlessly.
Both officials and relatives say the killings seem to be the work of rival Juarez and Sinaloa drug cartels battling for control of the area. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged Mexico and the United States to wage war on the cartels together.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. A Hong Kong college student who was found unconscious lying in a pool of blood in a parking garage on Monday has died. Joshua Wong, Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activist, has called for residents in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to wear black T-shirts to show solidarity with the movement to publicly mourn the death of 22-year-old Chow Tsik-luk. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.